104.7 Heart FM, Kelly Clarkson, and since you've been gone, it's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, minus 5. That's our high. That's where we are. It gets colder from here, down to minus 13 for tonight, and then it's warm again for the weekend. So Navy Vet's doing very, very well this year. Darren is in studio with us again this morning. Prez, how you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good, good. Big weekend this weekend, home and away.
Yeah, we got a big night here on Friday night with Paris in town. Then we head to New Hamburg on Saturday night.
So currently you're in third, but you are vying to change that a little bit.
Yeah, still possibly a little bit of movement before the end of the year, even though this is the last weekend, so possibly getting up into second place. We do need a little bit of help with Aaron Tavistock, and then Tavistock in, I think they're in Wellesley on Saturday night. So depending on the outcome of our games and their games, we still have an outside shot at second place.
Very good. Friday night, though, big night. It's the last game, last home regular season game for a couple of guys.
That's right. Yeah, we like to recognize our overage players every year, last home night of the year. Dylan Wetlaw for Austin Richardson and Mike Harrison, been with the team for a number of years now, so we like to do a nice ceremony for them, as it is their last kick at the can. So hopefully we have a nice crowd to support those guys in their last regular season game.
Last kick of the can. I love it. Let's talk about the fans. So it's fan appreciation, and you've got an astronomical number that you are expected to hit.
Well, yeah, our fans have been great again this year. So we've seen crowds growing over the last number of years, and we're only a little over 500 fans away from hitting the 10,000 mark on the year for the regular season. So we're really pumped, and we're hoping that we can make that happen Friday night. It's you know, just a testament to all the hard work that's been put in by a number of people, as well as the community support. So
very good. And Friday night, you had a big milestone as well, I guess, 100th game.
Yeah. We're starting to recognize some of these nice milestones for some of our players here. Something that we'd like to add to just the conversation pieces. But Mike Harrison hit 100 game played, so that was fun for him. A number of guys have been here for a long time, and you know, we haven't necessarily recognized them all in the past, but we're going to try to do better in the future with that. And I think it's just one of those things where the players really appreciate it, and that's our big goal, is bring the community together, but also appreciate our players and give them a good place to play.
Now, this is the final weekend for the regular season. Playoffs start next weekend. You said it'll be the following weekend, which would be the
football weekend.
27th? Is that right? No, it'll be the next weekend. It'll be the first weekend of February.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so the playoffs will start. We just don't know who yet.
We don't know who. Either New Hamburg or Norwich at this point in time. So as soon as it's all tidied up and we know who, we'll be releasing the schedule.
So you've recognized the players. You're recognizing the fans. Do you recognize how often Langer is at the blue line, also known as the bar?
We should.
I mean, that in itself, it deserves some serious recognition.
I want to hear.
Should be a plaque? Like,
right?
Loyal customer?
Surpassing me. And that's tough.
That was a good one.
Well done.
The Hunter's Beer Club?
Well, that was week 3. It's 12 minutes now after 8.
Mike's Electric is here.